It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it, throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Okpanesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Hump Day edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert. Inside the Shirley Street studio, although on November 15 of 2023, we could do this outside. Beautiful day. Hopefully, you're able to enjoy it. But a lot to get to, like usual, on the show. However you are tuned in, I appreciate your attendance. You got options. 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Bookmark that website. That's where you get all sorts of local and statewide sports content, along with being able to stream us live at the website. You got audio on demand, including the podcast of this show, today's Waterloo Blackhawks Minute, and a whole lot more. So bookmark it, 1650thefan.com. Make sure you're following us on X, the artist formerly known as Twitter, at 1650KCNZ. I'm on X, at Real Colbert. And like our Facebook page, just type in 1650thefan on the Zuck machine, and you'll find us. Hammer that like button, you'll be all set and ready to go. You'll get more local and statewide sports content in your feed. No nonsense, just what you would ask for. Dial me up if you want to add to the show today with any questions or comments, 319-277-1918. Save it in your phone, 319-277-1918, or you could dial 800-913-9479, or you could email the show. Perhaps you'd rather do that than call. By all means, fire away. Don't be shy. Questions or comments. Maybe there's someone or something you'd like to hear from or about on a future show. Like I said, fire away. Just know I might read it on the show. Email address, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, here's what we got coming up on the show today. We'll get to the stack here in a little bit. Area sports news and scores for your Wednesday. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update during the break, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, and a forecast for the rest of this pleasant Wednesday. Looking into tomorrow and Friday, sounds like a cool down's coming on Friday, so get ready to dig the bigger jacket back out. But Megan Mulford will give us the details before we come back in the second segment, and we'll be joined by none other than the former play-by-play voice of UNI football and men's basketball, Gary Rima, will join the show. And you're going, okay, Cole, I know for some of you, I know you used to work with Rima down the dial there, but what's the occasion here? Why are you putting him to work? He's retired. He should be golfing somewhere. He's in Florida. He should be on a beach chair. And Gary's temporarily going to be coming out of retirement for the Panthers' Southern Swing. The UNI men's basketball team plays at South Florida this Sunday, and then after that, next week, during Thanksgiving, they'll be in the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis, which is an absolutely stacked field. Check this out, folks, in case you haven't or you forgot who all you and I could go up against down at the Battle for Atlantis. They're going the one game that they know their opponent in the multi-team event, right, the tournament event, is North Carolina. Pretty good at basketball. The other teams in the battle for Atlantis Field include Michigan, Arkansas, Memphis, Villanova, Stanford, and Texas Tech. So Panthers are going to have their work cut out for them, but if they want to put an at-large resume together, there's no better multi-team event, I don't think, in the country this year in college basketball than going down to the Bahamas and winning the whole thing against a field of that caliber. So Gary will have the call of the South Florida game and then North Carolina and whatever the next two matchups end up being for the Panthers down in the Bahamas for the battle for Atlantis. You talk about a pretty good coming out of retirement temporarily assignment. You get to go call basketball in the Bahamas. So, yeah, we'll catch up with Gary. I'm sure he's been watching the men's basketball team and watching the football team, which, of course, has that huge game on Saturday at the Unidome, a 4 o'clock kick against North Dakota State. Panthers need to win to get in, and we'll see how that one shakes out. But we'll talk Panthers with the former play-by-play voice, Gary Reima, in the next segment of today's show. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim. Come back on the other side of that break, and friend of the show, Tommy Birch, outstanding Des Moines Register sports reporter, will join us. Does a great job covering Iowa State women's basketball for the Register, as well as being the Iowa Cubs beat reporter. Tommy plugged in at all levels of major and minor league baseball. So we'll see what Tommy can tell us about Coach Finley's Cyclones that are 1-1, went and beat up on Butler in their season opener, or did so at home, I should say, and then went just down the road, down I-35 to the Knapp Center, and got beat up on a little bit by the Drake Bulldogs. So early, of course, but we hadn't really talked to Iowa State women's hoops yet, and Coach Finley's program is too good not to dig in on them, even though it's just been two games so far. And like I mentioned, Tommy does a great job, so a lot to learn about that team, plenty of new faces, so... we'll talk about that. We'll talk a little Cubs baseball. I mean, whether you're a Cubs fan or not, one of the biggest headlines, if not the biggest headline so far of the Major League Baseball offseason has been the Cubs hiring Craig Counsell away from the Milwaukee Brewers. And, of course, by nature of that, giving David Ross his walking papers after an 83-win season. So what can Tommy tell us about that? Maybe some inside baseball, if you will, when he joins us in the third segment of today's show. After we're done talking with Tommy Birch, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, and Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary for a Wednesday. Come back on the other side of that break, and we will wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. Also, a reminder, excuse me if I can get it spit out here, week 5 of Ultimate Pigskin Pick'em Frenzy is live at the website, 1650thefan.com. You'll see it right there on the homepage. You can't miss it. Make your week 5 picks. It's back to the normal schedule this week, as the first game to pick is tomorrow night's Thursday night football game. You'll hear it right here on the Fan. The Cincinnati Bengals at their rival, Baltimore, to take on the Ravens. Pregame coverage begins at 6:30 tomorrow night. And as I've told you all throughout, I'm going to pull the pick'em right when I leave here tomorrow night. So it's 6 o'clock. Get your picks in before 6 o'clock tomorrow night for your chance to win yet another $50 value prize, and continue to give yourself a chance to the invite-only Fan Frenzy on Monday, December 4th, where the prizes are just insane. 65-inch Sony 4K LED TV from Hawkeye Audio Video in Cedar Falls, a Green Mountain Ledge Prime Pellet Grill, from our great friends at Tubbs R Us, and a whole lot of other great prizes, door prizes. You come in, you watch Monday Night Football, you play the points game, and it's just a whole lot of fun. It's always great to have that get-together annually and be able to see, you know, so many of our dedicated listeners and shake your hands and have conversations. So looking forward to that. And if you want to make sure that you got a great chance to be there, play Pick'em. It's not hard. You got 8 games to pick. Largely going to be NFL games from regional teams, or what we have here on the Fan, games that we're airing. And then, of course, you and I, Iowa, Iowa State, on that as well. So go check it out. If you haven't played yet, that's cool. You can jump in now, And if you have been playing, make sure you keep playing. Don't wait and then forget about it. 1650thefan.com. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the stack here. Area sports news and scores for a Wednesday. Man, what a game this was last night. Eighth-ranked Creighton opened the second half, making 10 straight shots and 15 of their first 17 as the Blue Jays turned a halftime lead into a 17-point lead, but then only was able to hold off the Iowa men's basketball team 92-84 last night in Omaha in front of it looked like a sold out, and it was a crazy crowd. The environment was about everything you could ask for from college basketball. The score was tied at 43 at halftime. First loss of the season for Iowa. The Hawks now 2-1. Ben Cricke led Iowa with 24 points. Tony Perkins added 16. Man, Creighton, of course, led by former UNI and Iowa State coach Greg McDermott. They are an offensive juggernaut. The UNI men's basketball team cruised past Loras 90-50 to grab its first win of the season last night. UNI evened its record at 1-1. Panthers led 47-19 at halftime, shot 53% for the game, hit 13 three-pointers. Trey Campbell, Ty Anderson, and Kyle Polk led UNI in scoring with 14 points apiece. The Panthers next play Sunday, as I mentioned before, in Tampa against South Florida. The UNI volleyball team finishes up its regular season tonight playing host to Drake. The Panthers clinched the Missouri Valley Conference title on Saturday, and they're looking to finish league play undefeated. That would be the first time since 2011 that Bobby Peterson's Panthers could finish a Missouri Valley Conference season undefeated at 18-0. First serve tonight at McLeod Center is at 6. Pregame coverage begins on 106.5 Corn Country at 5:45. Friend of the show, David Eicholt from HawkeyeInsider.com and 24/7 Sports reported earlier today that Iowa star cornerback Cooper DeJean sustained an injury during practice and will likely miss the remainder of the season. His status is unclear for any potential bowl game. Earlier this week, it was announced that DeJean was one of 20 semifinalists for the Bednarik Award that is given to the nation's best college defensive player. Iowa punter Torrey Taylor has announced that he will not use his remaining year of eligibility and will instead enter his name into the NFL draft this next year. Taylor, a 26-year-old Australian, leads the Big Ten with a 47.6-yard punting average. It ranks sixth in the country. Last year, he was first-team All-Big Ten and AP second-team All-American. Former Cedar Falls standout Ross Pierschbaker has signed with the Philadelphia Eagles. The 6'4", 315-pound Pierschbaker was added to the Eagles' practice squad ahead of this weekend's game against Kansas City. Pierschbaker, a center, has played in 11 NFL games in his career, including 3 for the Eagles in 2020. He was drafted in the 5th round of the 2019 NFL draft by Washington. The Alabama alum spent last season on the Jets' practice squad and the Lions' active roster. And finally, the high school football championships get underway tomorrow at the Unidome. 4 games on the schedule at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Bishop Garrigan takes on Bedford in the 8-player championship. At 1:30, the Class A title game has West Hancock taking on Woodbury Central. At 4, the Class 1A championship features Grundy Center against MFL Marmac. At 7, the Class 4A championship game, Western Dubuque plays Lewis Central. Class 2A, 3A, and 5A title games take place on Friday. All right, let's take this time out. Oh, well, hey, one more note here. The Metro High School Girls Basketball Jamboree takes place tomorrow night as well at Waterloo West. Teams play 2 quarters of action against one another at 6. Hudson takes on Dunkerton at 6:45. Waterloo West goes against Waterloo Christian. And at 7:30, Waterloo East plays Sumner Fredericksburg. All right, now let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, VSiN action update, and a forecast. Come back on the other side and be joined by the former and temporarily the new guy, I suppose, put it one way, play-by-play voice of UNI football and men's basketball, Gary Rima. He's temporarily coming out of retirement as the Panthers make a swing south with their early non-conference schedule, so we'll catch up. with Gary. That's coming up next right here on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Dan Beyer.
Some injury news in the NBA. The Warriors say that Steph Curry will miss tomorrow's game against Oklahoma City because of his sore knee, but an MRI revealed no structural damage. The team says Curry will be re-evaluated at the end of the week. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo out tonight against the Raptors because of a calf strain, and the Mavericks will not have Kyrie Irving tonight against Washington. He's out because of a foot issue. Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson out for the year after fracturing his shoulder in their win against the Ravens this past weekend.
I pushed as far as I possibly could to, you know, get back out there and just try to play and try to push it towards after the season. But I think the best situation for, I guess, longevity in my career is to be able to get immediate surgery.
Rookie Dorian Thompson-Robinson will start at quarterback for Cleveland against the Steelers. The Bears are going with Justin Fields. He's back healthy from a dislocated thumb and will start against the Lions in Week 11. Bengals without T. Higgins tomorrow night against the Ravens.
Not in the car? Not a problem. Just tell your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
It's exciting UNI football Saturday at the Dome as the Panthers take on North Dakota State in their regular season finale. Kickoff at 4. Panther football is affordable family fun with tickets starting at $10. UNI versus North Dakota State Saturday at 4. Get your tickets online at unipanthers.com/tickets or call 273-4849. That's 273-4849.
Hi, I'm Josh Harris.
And I'm Justin Wentz.
Co-owners of Impact Automotive, a family-owned and operated company.
With over 20 years of experience in the automotive industry.
From the first time we held a light in the garage for our fathers.
To building and branding our company.
We knew we would have an impact on the automotive industry.
That is exactly why we came together.
To form the Cedar Valley's most recommended aftermarket automotive repair facility.
Impact Automotive Sales and Services. Together with our community, we are making an impact one car at a time.
Want your home's furnace to stay safe and reliable? And want to prevent any potential problems before they happen? At your local 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, we recommend an annual furnace inspection and tune-up. Call 855-1-HOUR, because not taking care of your furnace, that's just cold.
Your comfort is just a call away. Call 1-HOUR.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. Licensed in the respective state or county.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
The best way to start betting smarter is to sign up for a free VSiN subscription at vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe.
Iowa Hawkeyes in action today. A 9.5-point underdog at Creighton at the CHI Health Center in Omaha, where the total is 159.5. Northern Iowa and Drake both in action tonight, but they play Division II and Division III opponents, so no lines on those games. In the NFL on Sunday, the Detroit Lions are a 10-point favorite at home as they take on the Chicago Bears at Ford Field with a total of 47. Monday night, the Chiefs hosting the Philadelphia Eagles as a 3-point home favorite, 46 the total at Arrowhead. On Saturday, Iowa laying 3.5 at home with Illinois. Texas, a 7.5-point favorite at Iowa State. Mike Sennett, 1650, The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 43 tonight under clear skies. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 66 tomorrow, cloudy. Cloudy again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 31. Turning much cooler Friday and Saturday with highs from the mid-40s to the mid-50s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 43 tonight. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 59.
Hey, who wants to have some fun?
Cole and Company with Colbert.
I do.
On 1650 The Fan.
Now, you just saying you want to have fun, or do you really want to have fun?
3 to shoot it. West pulls up for 2. It is good. It is good. Oh, baby. I love this team.
Yeah, he's back. Gary Rima, as I was saying at the open of the show, Gary was going to be on, and you're probably going, wait a minute, Cole, why are you doing this to him? He's in retirement. He should be golfing. He should be on a beach chair. But he couldn't help himself, and he's temporarily going to be coming out of retirement and coming back to the Panthers Sports Network as soon as this Sunday, as the UNI men's basketball team goes south with its non-conference schedule to take on South Florida. And after that, going to be headed to the Bahamas for the Battle for Atlantis. So Gary's going to come out of retirement, call four games, and then hang it back up. So in that time that he's back at work, I figured, well, let's put him to work. And he joins us now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Gary, thanks so much for being here today. I mean, this temporary unretirement, I'd say, man, you just can't help yourself. But, I mean, you're getting a trip to the Bahamas out of the deal. So I can understand why you said yes.
Yeah, I know when Brian Gable, the general manager of Panther Sports Properties, called me a few months ago and said, hey, we're going to have this conflict with football, basketball. And he said, Rima, you know all about this because it happened a lot when I was doing the games. And he said, we need someone to it was interesting because, Cole, the first thing he said is, would you be interested in doing a game on a Sunday at South Florida in Tampa? It's right there in your own backyard. And I said, oh, yeah, I told you when I retired, I would be more than willing to fill in here or there if you needed somebody because of that football-basketball conflict. And he says, well, before you say absolutely yes, hold on, there's more to this. He said, then after that game, you're going to fly to the Bahamas with the basketball team to do the Battle for Atlantis. And I said, I don't even have to think about it. I'd be more than happy to fill in and do that. And, you know, this will be the third time the Panthers have been at the Battle for Atlantis, Cole, and I was able to do the first one back in 2012. Mm-hmm. Didn't have great results, but a great tournament. It was the second year for the Battle for Atlantis. We went 0-3, and then in 2017, we had the football playoff Battle for Atlantis conflict, which could be the situation again this year. And that team made it all the way to the finals, and I believe it was Eric Braley that made that trip and filled in for me. But
yeah.
So it'll be fun to go back, and I just appreciate Brian Gable and J-Dub Cox, the new voice of the Panthers, for thinking of me and saying, hey, let's see if Rima would want to jump back out of retirement for a few days or a few games. And I absolutely love helping out, doing the games for those days. And then you're right. Then it's back to the retired bench for me. Certainly enjoying retirement. But this is going to be fun.
Yeah, and I'd imagine, whether you knew you had games to prepare for or not, you'd been watching this UNI men's basketball team so far this season. Three chances so far to see them on television, an exhibition win against Co. What I thought was just a really good college basketball game that, of course, didn't end up in UNI's favor a week ago on Tuesday, where they lost an overtime 83-77 at North Texas. Team that won the NIT last year, won 31 games. And then last night they take care of business against Loras, 90-50. So, Gary, just tell us, what do you think so far about what you see from Coach Jacobson's Panthers?
I really like this team, Cole, and I'm not just saying that because I get to jump back on the team plane and be around these guys. I think this is another one of those teams we've seen Coach Jacobson put together over the years that has good depth at all the positions. The acquisition of Jacob Hudson to shore up that inside position, along with Cole Henry back this year, with Austin Fife unable to play one more year. I just think that was a huge get for this team. It's something they needed. And then, with Bourne and Heisey back, you got to love Titan Anderson. I love the game they bring. And then the new guys, I there's going to be five of the top 10 or 11 players that I've only seen play on TV, Cole, and I'm really anxious to see some of these new guys in person. You always have a little more appreciation for their game when you're sitting courtside and you see it up close on what they can do. But, just anxious to see Michael Duwak play in person. I saw his brothers play at Upper Iowa a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And just talking with a number of people that knew the Duwak boys, they said, hey, you and I, the Duwak boys are all great players. Michael's the best of the three, so I'm anxious to see him play. And, Troy Campbell, I like his game, the sophomore. And I think the new freshman with R.J. Taylor and Kyle Polk, I think they're going to be excellent. The guy I was really impressed with watching that North Texas game, which you're right, Cole, was a heck of a game. I thought Landon Wolf really, really played well.
Yeah.
And looks like he could have a big breakout year his sophomore season.
Yeah, Landon's off to an outstanding start, and it seems like he's just added to his game. He was really good a year ago as a freshman, and that could be a massive development. It's a really nice offensive punch, it looks like, that Coach Jacobson will have off his bench this season. And Gary, you brought up Tide Anderson. And last night, covering the game at McLeod Center, sitting there, I was like, man, I need, you know, like a Panther historian around right now. And I might ask Coach Jake at some point about it, but I was trying to come up with like a former UNI player to compare to Titan Anderson. He's 6'7", 6'8". He's long, lanky, left-handed. His ability to play downhill is really remarkable. He can drop in a three-pointer from time to time. He's one of the best rebounders I think I've ever seen put on a UNI uniform.
Yeah.
I still can't think. It's like an ongoing project I have to try to come up with a comp. There may not be one.
You know, let me throw this name out there. Does his game compare a little bit to Isaiah Brown? You remember Isaiah Brown that played for the Panthers?
Yeah.
Good shooter, long, good defender. Could really attack the rim, I got a chance to broadcast Titans freshman season, and you could see he was a little raw his freshman year, but you could see that he had a chance to really be something special. So he's really improved, and his all around game, not just the ability to score and take it to the rim, but his defense, his rebounding. I think Titans come a long way, but yeah, that's a good one. There's a couple of other players that I'd have to really dig back and think, but for some reason Isaiah Brown comes to mind for me when I watch him play.
Yeah, they're very similar in terms of their build. Isaiah more of a perimeter player, Titan more downhill,
right.
But yeah, I mean that's probably the closest thing. He, like I said, there may not be a comp. He just looks like he's ticketed for another big season. Of course, he was the Valley's most improved player a season ago. As you get your notes ready for the game on Sunday, Gary Rima, who's coming out of retirement temporarily, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. He'll first have the call of UNI men's basketball at South Florida this Sunday over on 93.5 The Mix. Gary, what, if any, study and homework have you got done on South Florida? What might the Panthers be up against?
I was able to watch South Florida's game when they played their season opening game. And this new head coach that came there from Kennesaw State brought a couple of his players from Kennesaw State to South Florida. He has a very athletic team, a team that can score it. And it was interesting. I'm going to be anxious to talk with Coach Jacobson about this, but their opponent went 0-for-18 from the three-point arc, and I couldn't decide if it was they were just really tough defensively against the three, or if their opponent just shot the ball that poorly. So, because you know the Panthers, they still love that three-point shot, and they'll need to hit some threes on Sunday to be able to win that road game against another American Athletic Conference opponent. But I really think this is another tough opponent for UNI on the road, another really big challenge for them, and it's good.
Yeah.
It's good this time of the year to do this. I'm anxious to see this team play again tonight. They play their second game of the regular season tonight, and this one's against Central Michigan, so it'd be fun just to see how they match up and get a little bit more information on them. You know, new head coach. You know, they're playing the game a little different than South Florida probably did in previous years. He's got a number of new players on his team that he's brought in. So this is going to be a little bit of adjusting on the go, I got to believe, for you and I when they play in Tampa on Sunday.
And after that, I mean, it's good that they'll have a couple real tough games under their belt between North Texas and South Florida before going to the battle for Atlantis. This field's insane. They're going to start next Wednesday against North Carolina, and then it's Michigan, Arkansas, Memphis, Villanova, Stanford, and Texas Tech, of course, along with the Panthers that fill out this field. I don't know how the battle for Atlantis does it, but, man, that's an incredible field.
When this thing started in 2011, the very first year of the battle for Atlantis, the eight teams they were able to bring in, in just a couple of years, Cole, it turned into, if not the top and toughest, the number two best MTE or multi-team event in Division I college basketball. Every year, it's a lot of the blue bloods that are there from the Kentuckys and Kansases and you know, all the top Dukes and Louisvilles. Those are the type of teams they draw. And you know, this tournament's, you know, it hasn't been around for 25 years, and this will be like the third time that the Panthers have had an opportunity to play in this really good tournament. So when you look at, you're going to face North Carolina right out of the gate, and then win or lose, you got Villanova or Texas Tech. And as you mentioned, the bottom of that bracket, Michigan against Memphis, Arkansas against Stanford. I mean, it's just loaded. It's an absolutely loaded field. It's been that way the two other times that the UNI Panthers were there. So just a great experience. I look at it, and I think Coach Jacobson would agree. You know, people will say, oh, man, that's way super tough tournament. You're playing the best of the best in a, you know, a tough environment. And I would say it's a great opportunity. What a great opportunity for you. And I, nobody, you know, none of the big basketball, you know, brain top knowledge people are talking about you and I going to the battle for Atlantis and winning it. This team's got no pressure on them. They're the underdog. I like that role. Go in there and knock off a couple of those big teams and really set yourself up for a really good non-conference finish right into the Missouri Valley Conference, you know, a few weeks after that.
We've seen them beat North Carolina before. That's who they start with. It's our Heels.
Right.
Before I let you go, Gary Reimer with us now on this Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. I know you'd love to be here if you had the private jet handy, Gary. That's you and I, North Dakota State, facing off at the Unidome on Saturday, and it's a win-or-go-home scenario for the Panthers as far as making the playoffs are concerned. And this isn't necessarily the Bison that you're used to. You know, they've lost a few games in league play this season. They're still really good, but maybe not quite at that dynasty level, which it's hard to stay at that level, of course. Nonetheless, I mean, this is an incredible rivalry. You've been following along. Coach Farley's team had won 6 of 7 before losing at Missouri State this past Saturday. With what you've seen from UNI football this season, what do you think might be in store on Saturday?
Well, there's one thing you can certainly you know, bet your top dollar on, is that Coach Farley will have the Panthers ready for that game on Saturday. They know what's on the line. They know what they're playing for. And Coach Farley, I always thought, did some of his very best coaching, had his team molded and figured out and everybody in the right place in the month of November. This is when he wants to peak and have everything clicking. It's going to be a great game because, you know, North Dakota State is probably in, but if they take another, you know, another L, it's interesting for them where they get placed at or how things fall in that tournament bracket. But the Panthers got to go get it done on Saturday, and it is one I would love to be at. That's, you know, the Panthers have been able to beat that Bison program in the Unidome. Even during their FCS championship runs, they had a couple of really nice wins against them. So I think they'll be ready, but it's going to be a great game. I hope the fans will show up and really support, because it should be like a playoff atmosphere in the Unidome on Saturday, Cole.
Yeah.
It really should be with everything that football team is playing for. They played one of the top five toughest FCS schedules in the country again. I mean, man, it's tough week in and week out, and I know that was a tough defeat on the road last week at Missouri State. I was listening to that game with JW and Scotty Peterson, and you know, I followed that game start to finish because I knew how important that one was too. So look for them to bounce back. They got to get the dub and get JW and Petey to the FCS playoffs this year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Gary, great stuff. I got to run. We'll look forward to hearing your call. Calls, but beginning on Sunday with UNI men's basketball at South Florida over on 93.5 The Mix. Thanks so much for your time today on the show.
Hey, thanks, Cole. Great to be on with you. Looking forward to it.
All right. Take care, Gary. Gary Reimer. Yeah, as I said, temporarily coming out of retirement to rejoin the Panthers Sports Network for four UNI men's basketball games starting Sunday, South Florida, and then next week, three games, day before Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving Day, and then Black Friday, the Panthers at that loaded battle for Atlantis. And if you are looking for the broadcast details, as always, you can go to the broadcast calendar at 1650thefan.com. On the homepage, just hover your mouse over the on-air tab. You'll see the drop-down menu. Click on broadcast calendar. That's where you can find all those details of all of our sports broadcasts on all four of our stations here. All right, let's take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports coming up. On the other side of the break, we will go from talking Panthers to Cyclones. Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register sports reporter, joins us next right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. After squandering the Big Ten West title at home a year ago with a Black Friday loss to Nebraska, Iowa gets another chance to clinch at Kinnick on Saturday by hosting Illinois.
Yeah, I think it's a very great opportunity we have in front of us, but we got to take it day by day and just focus on, you know, things that we need to focus on, not really thinking too much about that.
That's defensive end Joe Evans. The Hawkeyes will reportedly be without one of the nation's top defensive players in the game. 24/7 Sports and The Athletic are reporting Cooper DeJean has suffered an injury in practice. There's been no official word from Iowa. The Hawkeyes already lost starting quarterback Cade McNamara and tight ends Luke Lachey and Eric All to an injury. And defensive tackle Noah Shannon has been sidelined all season in the wake of a gambling investigation. A win over the Illini would send the Hawkeyes to the Big Ten championship game for the second time in 3 years. Todd Kim, Radio Iowa Sports.
If you or someone you know is having thoughts of suicide, experiencing a mental health or substance use crisis, or just needs someone to listen, 988 provides a direct connection to free, confidential, and compassionate support. When you call, text, or chat 988, you'll be quickly connected to trained crisis counselors who will listen to your concerns, provide support, and connect you to additional resources if needed. There is hope. You are not alone. For 24/7 support, call or text 988 or chat 988lifeline.org.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Emily Frederick, Director of School and Community Relations for the Waterloo Community School District. Graduating high school can be both an exciting moment and one of uncertainty. That's why the Waterloo Career Center is here to help your student graduate with both a diploma and a plan. Our hands-on environment provides Eastern Iowa students with education and purpose. We'll help your student discover their passion and help them succeed through the Waterloo Community School District's widely recognized award-winning Career Center. Your student can experience an internship, apprenticeship, free college credits, and more, all in a fun, engaging, state-of-the-art environment. Through the Waterloo Career Center, students from Waterloo and surrounding communities have access to work experiences in 18 different fields, including nursing, early childhood education, marketing, culinary, and more. Visit us online at wcc.waterlooschools.org. Waterloo Community Schools, where the future is now.
If you've been injured, you may wonder what are the benefits of hiring a personal injury attorney. At Ballkirk & Holm, our attorneys know how to protect your interests and keep you from being taken advantage of. After a personal injury, many auto insurance companies will contact you and try and get a recorded statement to box you into a story. Some insurance companies will call you and try and offer a quick settlement before your medical bills increase and you know the full extent of your injuries. Your own health insurance company may even contact you and try and take advantage of the situation, not paying the bills the way they should and increasing the cost to you. The attorneys at Ballkirk & Holm know all the insurance company tricks and how to stop them in their tracks. At the end of the day, it's all about the client's best interests, and we work to make sure you're treated fairly. Give us a call. There's no charge for a consultation, and if we accept your case, it's risk-free. We don't get paid a dime unless you win. For a free consultation, visit BallKirkHolm.com. Ballkirk & Holm, helping injured Iowans since 1958.
First Maxfield Mutual Insurance provides protection for your home or farm you can afford, all backed by friendly hometown service. Their staff knows the area, and for over 150 years, Cedar Valley residents have counted on them for quality protection for farm mutual insurance. Contact First Maxfield Mutual, a Grinnell Mutual member, for all your insurance needs.
First Maxfield Mutual, our strength is your security.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert on 1650 The Fan and the 1650 The Fan mobile app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Wednesday edition of the show continues. The Iowa State women's basketball team now 1-1 after a loss against the Drake Bulldogs on the road at the Knapp Center. And Tommy Birch, our friend of the show, does an outstanding job covering Iowa State women's basketball for the Des Moines Register. He joins us now. We'll also talk a little MLB hot stove with Tommy later on. He does a great job covering the Iowa Cubs. So, Tommy, thanks so much for being here, man. How are you today?
I am lovely. Anytime I get a chance to talk to you is the highlight of my day.
You know what? I think a lot of people in the audience might not believe that, but I know it's true, and that's what means so much.
I wouldn't lie to you. I've got better things to lie to you about.
Exactly. I think we all do. Let's dig right in on Coach Finley's team. Like, plenty of new faces, of course, on this squad. They beat up on Butler in their season opener at home, go on the road, lose to Drake, and kind of got beat up by the Bulldogs. So it's early, but what do we know about Coach Finley's 1-1 team?
They're a tough team, man. I mean, they will battle, and we've seen this. We saw this in the exhibition game against Sherman State. We saw this in the regular season opener against Butler. And we saw it against Drake, where, you know, they are an extremely talented bunch of newcomers, and not just the freshmen, but especially the freshmen that, you know, it's one of the most decorated recruiting classes in Iowa State history. But in the games against Sherman State, Butler, there were some long stretches where, like, man, they were really struggling. Shots weren't falling. They were giving up easy buckets. And they just looked totally discombobulated. But then we saw it against a Drake, too, where, you know, Drake goes on this 19-0 run, and you're like, oh, my God, this is the ball game here. But the impressive thing about this group of players is that they seem to handle adversity pretty well. You know, They get hit, they fall down, but they get back up. And even after that 19-0 run and going down into the locker room down 18, at halftime, they got a couple of big baskets right out of the gate, got back in the game, and even took the lead at one point. So I think we're going to see a lot of that this season, where it's just going to be wildly inconsistent because, like we said, an uber-talented group of players, but they are just so inexperienced.
Yeah. Maybe not great for Coach Finley's blood pressure, but it sounds like he'll be able to deal because this team's got a lot of fight in it.
Sure, yeah, and I think that goes a long ways. And that's a huge thing because, we've covered sports long enough where you see so many young players in different sports where they get hit early in their career and they just can't withstand that. They can't get back on their feet. They can't right the ship, whatever you want to say. And that's been extremely impressive with this group, where instead of letting things just kind of spiral out of control, they managed to regroup and get back into things. And like that Drake game did not go well by any stretch of the meet. They obviously played really well in the third quarter. They played well at the very start of the fourth quarter, but the first quarter, the second quarter, the end of the fourth were just not good basketball moments for Iowa State. But the fact that they even got back in that game and even took the lead, had a chance to win that game, is pretty insane. And like I said, it speaks volumes of how this group is able to get back on track.
Tommy Birch, Des Moines Register sports reporter, our guest right now on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Follow Tommy on X at Tommy Birch. I can't wait any longer, Tommy. Let's talk about the MLB offseason, the proverbial hot stove. And at this point, at this juncture, as early as it is, The Cubs hiring Craig Counsell away from the Milwaukee Brewers. So many thought he would probably end up with the New York Mets or maybe even back with the Brewers. I mean, you're dug in on this. People who listen to the show know that you know your baseball, particularly your Cubs baseball. All that being said, on a level of 1 to 10, how surprised, shocked were you when you got this news?
Probably an 8 or a 9. I mean, just for the sheer fact that it seemingly came out of nowhere. But then once you go back and you kind of look at how the season ended and just kind of how Jed Hoyer and Theo Epstein have operated, I guess it really shouldn't have been too big of a shock, because a lot of the same things, a lot of the things that we had heard about David Ross after this season were a lot of the things that we heard about Rick Renteria after his final season with the Cubs, or they were on board with him, they were happy with his managing style, they thought there was room for improvement, but then all of a sudden, you know, a big manager becomes available in Joe Maddon, and the same thing happened with Craig Counsell, where I think in both instances, the Cubs probably didn't think they had a legit shot to get either guy. I think Joe Maddon was less of a shock. There had obviously been rumblings before that, but it was just an opportunity to upgrade the manager and get somebody that can take them over this final hump. And it's really tough. You know, you do feel bad to a level of degree when it comes to a guy like David Ross, who was there for the rebuild. He helped tear it down. He had to manage some really rough Cubs teams.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened to Rick Renteria. Now that they get to this point where it's like, okay, now we're ready to push the chips in the middle of the table and really go all in, then they go with a different manager. But you cannot blame the Cubs for doing this. Craig Counsell is a guy that has always gotten more out of his team than expected, and doing it with a cheaper, you know, one of the cheapest payrolls in all baseball. And when you have a chance to get somebody that is one that can take you over that hump, because look, you don't know realistically. You didn't know if Rick Renteria could do it. You didn't know if David Ross could do it. You know Craig Counsell can do it. You knew Joe Maddon could do it with the resources they suddenly had. So I think you had to pull that move. And you know, one other thing I would say is that there are kind of these tea leaves too, where, you know, we had talked a lot about it on the show, where there was some obvious disconnect with David Ross in the front office.
And, right, right.
You know, I think that's pretty common when it comes to, you know, what the manager wants and what the front office wants and what the front office can give. But I think it was probably a higher level than maybe most organizations.
Yeah, I think they've done a good job of being as delicate and kind as possible, that them being the Cubs, in what is, of course, called an awkward or whatever sort of situation, and hiring a guy when you had a guy in place on a team that looked like and looks like it's on the come here. But moving past it,
it's a good thing. I will say it's a great thing they got him, because can you imagine what that relationship would be like with Jed Hoyer, the rest of the front office, and David Ross moving forward? Because eventually,
yeah, it would get out.
Is going to get out.
Yeah, and that's why do you think that he probably put the blank check in front of him and paid Counsell, made Counsell the highest paid manager in baseball history, eclipsing that old Joe Torre deal. I think that says everything to your point there, Tommy. To maybe ask a question that goes beyond just the Cubs. Shohei Ohtani, a free agent. There is the wrinkle in this, because he hurt his arm last season, he won't be a two-way player in the 2024 season. So I think thoughts of maybe like a $600 or $700 million contract are out the window. I think it's probably going to take $500 million to get him to come play for your team. Then again, you hear there's reports about it may be less about the money and just more about, you know, what sort of baseball situation and lifestyle you can offer Shohei Ohtani and communicate to him. And I think, frankly, there should be even more teams involved in this, Tommy, than are reported. And perhaps there are, because wherever Shohei Ohtani goes, for whatever he may or may not do to live up to the contract, this guy will generate revenue in so many different ways for any club that signs him, unlike, I would say, any player in history ever has.
Absolutely. You're talking about a new fan base. You're attracting, you know, the overseas fan base. You're attracting non-baseball fans, you know, too, because there are so many people that like watching Shohei that really aren't baseball fans. They're just like, man, this is such a cool thing. It's a unique thing. A guy's pitching, guy's hitting. You know, like we said, you know, he's not going to be pitching this year. But, you know, it's like, man, I would be very, you know, for all those reasons, and, you know, I'm saying this with a grain of salt, there would be a heavy level of concern about what type of player you're going to get with Shohei moving forward because, look, man, he has dealt with so many injuries when it comes just to his pitching. Now, obviously, you want the two-way player. He is a great player if he just focused on pitching. He is a great player if he just focused on hitting. But what really sets him apart, what really makes him this worldwide phenom is the fact that he can do both. So you got to get both if you're going to sign him and truly get the full makings, the full benefit of what you hope to get out of him. And I think that would be something I'd be worried about moving forward. But he has shown he can battle back from some of these injuries. But, you know, I think when it comes to Shohei, too, is, like, man, I think you want to go someplace warm, right? Going to the Midwest, going to the East Coast. You know, it's like we've heard New York, we've heard Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough enough to be a two-way player. But to do that in, like, April in Chicago or, you know, even, you know, October in New York, it can't be easy. So I would imagine that he's going to want to go to the situation for all the reasons you had mentioned before. Winning, obviously, is important. Money is obviously important. Marketability is obviously important. But none of that really matters unless he can play both ways. And I think he's got to go to the best spot where he has the potential to keep doing that and put himself in the best position to be a two-way player.
Great stuff, Tommy. It's certainly going to be fascinating to watch how it all plays out, the business side of it with the contract and the baseball side of it with Shohei. And there's a lot of other interesting storylines to follow, but we're all out of time. We'll catch up again here soon. Really appreciate your time on the show.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
Tommy Burch, Des Moines Register sports reporter, kind enough to join us on a Wednesday edition of Cole & Company. Let's take this final timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the show right after this.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Like any other school in Texas, Texas A&M is dead set on having a championship-caliber football program. The university has poured money into the program, giving the Aggies plenty of NIL money to throw around. Yet still, A&M remains mediocre. In attempts at a brighter future, the university parted ways with head coach Jimbo Fisher. At such a high-profile job, naturally rumors have been swirling. Maybe Dion could join the SEC. Not likely unless his sons are granted a immediate eligibility and they could transfer. Could Dan Lanning be lured away from Oregon? He shot those rumors down yesterday. And maybe the biggest shock could be Dan Campbell leaving the Lions to join his alma mater. Hard to imagine a head coach building a team into a contender and then leaving once the heavy lifting is completed. But a splash hire appears to be desired in College Station. And if the school's willing to shell out $76 million to somebody who's not going to coach their team, what are they going to give somebody who actually wants to? I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. You know, in today's world, it seems like the best treatment is reserved for only a few. Well, Discover wants to change all of that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability. That means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. You can learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations do apply. Worn out tires are a danger to you, your passengers, and other drivers. TireRack.com reminds you to inspect your tires regularly. Grab a quarter, stick it in the tread, and if you can see the top of Washington's head, it's time to replace. Go to my page, TireRack.com/Dan. Use the Tire Decision Guide to find the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Hankook tires and tread confidently. TireRack.com. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be.
Tom McCarthy here from Westwood One. A big AFC North matchup coming on Thursday Night Football to start Week 11 when Lamar Jackson and the 7-3 Ravens host Joe Burrow and the 5-4 Cincinnati Bengals. Both are coming off a loss, and Baltimore needs a win to solidify the division lead. Join me and Jason McCourty for all the action of the Bengals and the Ravens on Thursday Night Football.
Coverage begins at 6:30 on 1650 The Fan. You're listening to Cole and Company with Colbert. Follow Cole on Twitter at @RealColbert.
Yeah, welcome back for a final time on this Wednesday. Got to thank Gary Rima for joining today's show. You'll hear his call Sunday of UNI men's basketball. Yeah, Rima's coming out of retirement. If you missed it, check out the podcast. It'll be available shortly at 1650thefan.com. Also got to thank Tommy Birch once again from the Des Moines Register for joining today's show, talking Iowa State women's basketball and some MLB hot stove. That is a wrap for a Wednesday. Tune in to Maximum Mornings with Mark Simpson tomorrow from 6 to 8. I'll be back tomorrow at 5. Have a great night, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.